Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Tammy. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Yes, I would like to reopen an unemployment claim. I previously ended my my job previously ended Tuesday. I attempted to do it online, but by the time I finished doing all the questions, it said there was an error and told me to call this number.
Can I have your social, please?
416-31-9514.
Can you repeat that, please?
416-31-9514.
Verify your name, please.
Charles W. White, Jr.
Date of birth?
3/2/88.
Mother's maiden name?
Darlene Jones.
Your mailing address, resident address, please.
That's a new address. It's 4340 2nd Avenue South.
Okay. What's the your previous mailing address?
I think the previous one I put was either 1800 Inglewood.
Okay, well, you have an 8050 Dove Lane, sir.
Yeah, I was going to say that one next, if that was the case. That's when,
who is your employer you're filing for, please?
Great West Logistics Amazon.
Okay, what?
Great West Logistics with Amazon.
Amazon. Okay, I don't see it. Is it SCH?
Yeah.
Huh?
The company is called Great West. They're a DSP with Amazon. So I don't know if you want to put it as with Amazon or with Great West.
Okay, what's on your pay stub?
Great West.
Okay,
546.
Okay, okay, hold on, please, because we're going to have to add that. 416-31-954. Okay. Hold on. Now I have to reopen your claim. Your PIN number, do you have your PIN number, sir?
1988.
Okay. Okay, I'm reopening this claim. Okay, did you start trying to open it, sir?
Yes, I originally did it online, but by the time I got to the end of the questionnaire, it said there was an error and for me to call this number.
Okay, it says, have you worked since you last filed an unemployment compensation? You said yes. Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim? Okay, you said no. Okay, and the last day worked, you got that. Let's see. What would be the error? Okay, you are a junior. So you're white, okay. You got all that since, okay, have you changed your name since you last filed? Have you worked with a different name, a different social? You said no. Okay. Phone number, you have that. Okay, give me that date of birth.
March 2nd, 1988, 3/02/1988.
Your mother's maiden name is Jones?
Yes.
Do you have a driving license?
Yes.
What state?
Alabama.
Number.
Four, That's 7690946.
What's your race, please?
What's my what?
Race.
African American.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
Associates.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And your residence, your country, United States?
Yes.
Can I have your resident address, please?
4340 Second Avenue South.
Second, hold on, please. Avenue South. I have 4340 Second Avenue South.
Apartment I.
Apartment I.
Yes.
Okay. Birmingham, Alabama.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. APT, you said apartment I. All right. L-I-N-G-H-A-M, Birmingham, Alabama. And what's, okay. I need that zip code, please.
35222.
35222. Is your mailing address the same as your resident address?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your occupation?
Delivery driver.
Okay. Okay, delivery driver. Was this for? Okay, let me see. Okay. And are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yeah.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No.
Are you currently registered for school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
About 30 miles.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$15 an hour.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for you receiving workers' comp due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military, federal government, anytime between 10/22 and 9/23?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have an option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. What do you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Checking or savings?
Checking.
I need a routing number, please, and an account number.
I'm pulling it up.
This is a traditional bank, sir.
Yeah.
Because it cannot be Cash App or Chimes. Do you have it, sir?
Yes, it's Woodforest. I'm pulling it up.
Okay. Is it, has it come up, sir? Because we only can hold for 2 minutes.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out how to get the direct deposit information.
Well, you want to continue your claim by picking the card, and then when you do the information, you can always call back and change it.
Yeah.
Okay. Going with the state card. Okay. And you say your employee, what was your employer's name, sir?
Great Logistics, Amazon.
Okay. I'm looking for... And you said Great what?
Great West.
Okay, that's not okay, I'm gonna need that. Okay, and the name of it you said is Great West, G-R-E-A-T West. Great, yes. West. Great West.
Logistics.
What? Spell
Logistics.
That please.
Logistics.
Okay. Great West Logistics, what?
Amazon.
Spell that.
Amazon.
I need an address for them, please.
7600 Crestwood Boulevard.
7600 CREST Crestwood. Is that one word?
Yes, Crestwood
Boulevard.
Yes, Irondale, Alabama.
Spell that.
IRONDALE.
Okay, hold on. IRONDALE, Irondale. Zip code, please.
35210.
Can I need a phone number for them, please? Okay, can you repeat that, please?
425-977-9291.
What's your work location, city and state? What city did you work in, sir?
Irondale.
You worked in Irondale?
Yes.
IRONDALE. Irondale, Alabama.
Yes.
And can I have your employment start date with them? I need a month, day, and a year.
I would probably take a guess and say January January the 24th.
What year?
This year.
2024. And when was your last day worked?
Two days ago, Tuesday.
Tuesday would have been the 26th of March.
Yes.
And the reason why you're no longer working, quit, discharge, lack of work or other?
Discharged.
What was the reason for the discharge?
They said customer complaint.
Okay. And name and title person who discharged you.
I don't quite remember her name. I guess the exact person that did it, but I can give you another manager.
Okay.
Tony, HR, Tony Smith, T-O-N-I Smith.
Okay, so it's T-O-N-I, not
yes.
T-O-N-Y?
Right.
Okay. And this person was HR?
Yes.
And the date of that discharge again?
Tuesday.
March the 26th.
Yes.
And the reason you had a customer complaint?
Yes. A white person complained that my truck left tires, tracks on their grass.
I had a customer complaint stated I left tire tracks on the grass.
Yes.
And what did you do to try to resolve the problem, or was there anything you could do?
I sent pictures showing that the customer had numerous tire tracks on their grass because it's a farm. They have tractors and trucks on their grass, so there was almost no way to identify my tracks from theirs.
Lots.
I took a lot of pictures, and I apologize to the customer.
Okay, you said you sent pictures of the grass where there were lots of tire tracks on the grass already, right?
Yes.
So is this a farm?
Yes, it was a farm. The customer was driving a tractor with his daughter on it across the grass.
Okay.
My HR informed me that the customer requested the company pay for the repair of the grass, and they said it's procedure that they had terminated me.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Although it was unjust.
Right.
I believe that the customer was racially motivated to make the claim that they made.
Right. Okay. Did you receive any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No.
Okay. You verify that all your answers are true to the best of your ability. You certify they are true and accurate?
Yes.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. I'll be asking you some randomly generated questions.
Okay.
Which of the following street addresses in Hoover have you ever lived or been associated with? 1983 Waterford Place, 5255 Crown Chase Parkway, 5518 Summer Place Parkway, 5736 Parkside Pass.
Parkside Pass.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Conjo Gallery, Real Estate, Hardware Supply, Metropolitan Technology Solutions, Zero Smoke You?
None.
When did you purchase the property at 6929 Ralston Gardens? March, September, July, August, or never?
Never.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Mobile, Bessemer, Prattville, or Marion?
Marion.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 10101 Magnolia Village Drive, 1215 Baker Road, 206 Fifth Street, 410 Williams Road.
Magnolia.
It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, which is Benefits Right and Responsibility, contains information on how your claim is determined. The process we just completed, we have filed your unemployment claim, but it does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claiming portal or by telephone, calling 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. You will complete a weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5 o'clock, remembering your PIN number that you were given. Now, your beginning January the 1st of 2023, we require that you contact at least 3 potential employees each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not use the same employee. You was already doing your weekly certifications, weren't you? Sir?
Yes, I understand.
No, I'm asking, were you doing your weekly certifications already?
No.
Okay, so each week that you know when you file, you have to have 3, three work searches, and it'll ask you the name, how did you apply, and what was the results. Okay.
All right.
So, you will start. Actually, we did this claim for today. You will start. If you file in every Sunday, this Sunday coming, which is Easter Sunday, you will call your claims in with the number that I gave you. That 1-800-752-73.
Hello?
Can you hear me, sir?
Hello?
Oh, gosh. I get so sick of this thing. I'm gonna have to